LiveWire with Ling Pang.
Hi, this is Ling Pang for LiveWire. I'm delighted to be joined by actor, singer and producer Jaffa Moore on the show today. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I understand that you started in the entertainment industry since you were a child. Back
yes.
in 1973, both your parents, of course, are actors themselves. Were you inspired by your family to get into acting first?
I mean, yes, at a very early age, you don't know what you want to do. So being pushed simply because of, the surroundings, shall we say, I started to like it when I did my second film. So from a very early age, I enjoyed the entertainment, the art. And ever since then, it's really been between film, producing film, acting and music.
So you have been in many roles, not just yes. appearing as an actor in films. Your earlier roles were in Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, followed by Sherlock Holmes. Did you sort of like acting first, then became a producer and then be a singer, or you had all these passions from the very beginning?
I would say they were all quite connected. I was always fascinated with music of film. I was always questioned, what would a film be without music? If you were to watch a film with a dialogue, with sound, but no music, it would be very different. And so I said that they're definitely one. They're all one. And so if you're acting or you're making the music for it, you produce it. It's all part of the same thing. I mean, I have restaurants as well, and the restaurant, the one that I'm most proud of, Hush in Mayfair. Basically,
yes.
that's. And I've said this before, it what kept me going is, because someone said, but what's restaurants got to do with it? I said, well, firstly, when you come back from the studio, you're coming back from a theater, a production, or you're coming out of the recording studio, you've got to go eat somewhere. Sometimes you're too tired to cook or go shopping, so you go to a restaurant. So I said, I like the idea of producing a film, or whether you're acting it or doing the sound, the score. And then you've got to go to a restaurant somewhere. So how great would it be to have your own place after you're being, hired effectively, which is quite a crazy profession. Acting is, you're being paid to lie. You're being paid to make believe, if you think about it. So it is quite an extraordinary profession to entertain.
But obviously, you mentioned restaurants as well. So therefore, do you have a passion in cooking as well?
No, I have a passion in someone cooking for me.
Absolutely amazing. You are the son of a legendary actor, 007 Roger Moore. We miss him so much. Were your parents the major influence in your career?
I think most, children are a product of their parents. And so if you're both your parents are very strict, you end up having a good beacon, a good compass, a good moral judgment.
Exactly.
And so having my parents were both very grounded. They both were, my mother was an actress and a singer. My grandmother was an opera singer. My father was an actor. So, you growing up in that sector, growing up in that industry, and it coming, when they come home from the work, there's always talk of it. And then you switch on the TV and you see your mother or father on television. So it's sort of second nature, I would say. And so the combination of their good parenting and being introduced to their profession at a very early age, considering I was a sort of a child actor.
Wow.
Kind of fell into place.
You just made an incredible album called Photograph.
Thank you.
And one of the songs called You and I, featuring the late Naya Rivera,
Rivera,
in the song. And the video is absolutely amazing. I have never, ever seen a video consists of so many well-known faces and stars on there. Michael Caine, the royal family. How did the making of the song and the video and the album come about?
The video, basically, with my daughter, Ambra, who now works at Leavesden for Warner Brothers. She's producing. We sat down, this is about, 10 years ago, and we said, wouldn't it be great to win an Oscar? And so how do you win an Oscar? You've got to make a movie. And so we said, well, we don't exactly have a you know, yeah. to actually make a film. We're both not screenplay writers. So I said, well, what if I write a song and we submit that for Oscar consideration to the Academy? And yes, if we write a song, it has to be part of the film. So we said, what if we do a documentary on right. how to win an Oscar? And so that's where that you and I stem from. Now, meanwhile, while this was going on, before that, I was writing for an artist who basically was singing the songs I was writing, came into the studio, and I sent it to John Kaufman at Nova Universal, who stood by me and who's basically the one responsible for getting me to do this. Said, look, we really like the songs. Are there any more? And I said, well, unfortunately, the artist hasn't had time to sing, so I've had this engineer put down a guide vocal for her. So I sent it to her house so that when she comes in, we're not wasting time. She knows what pitch, how to phrase the words, etc. And so they said, look, we really like the engineer, we'd like to meet him. So I flew to London and sat there in the office, and I gave it about 5 minutes, and I couldn't keep a straight face, and I said, look, I'm the engineer. So I wasn't really supposed to be the lead singer. I mean, the singer. I'm a songwriter, singer-songwriter, should we say.
But things happens, isn't it, in life? I mean, I have spoken to many artists in the job I do, and it's really surprising that your story is very similar to many artists I know, that they wrote the song, and the day of the studio, they hired a studio, the original singer didn't turn up, they end up singing it, made it to number one, like George McRae, Rock Your Baby. That's exactly what happened to him Right. So it's a very fascinating story. And so recently, what are the projects that you are heavily involved in? Is it mostly promoting this album, Photograph?
But for now, yes, Photograph is my main project, my main drive. I'm also in the process of developing a film with a very, very reputable director. I just don't want to jinx anything or say something before it's all signed. But there's a production that I'm putting together. My partner out in Los Angeles is a nominated screenwriter who created a show called Rome with HBO and BBC about 15 years ago. I don't know if you ever saw that. And since then, we've been doing a lot of, so we produced The Saint, the movie The Saint.
Oh yeah, your father starred in that one, didn't he?
He did the TV show, and then the movie, etc. And so there are always something. I'm also in the process of building a in Hungary a theme park. In Hungary and a film studio, and that country is that they're very known for films. A lot of a lot of directors, a lot of films have been made there. But what's great is that it's one of the best in terms of labor. That that there are no unions, that you get extra hours, get the best tax rate, corporate tax rate. So that's been very interesting coming up together. But mainly the focus is Photograph. I'm here to speak about my music.
In your music background, you secure your first record deal with EMI. I'm working with Mike Rutherford. I heard his name many times. And with Warner Brothers as well. So you really have so much recognition in your music background, as well as talent in acting as well. Sometimes how do you know what to choose to do first? Because everything is amazing, in your career path.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that, it's like luck. It doesn't fall on your lap. You have to create the opportunity. So if you create as many opportunities and whichever one throws as many logs on the fire and one lights, then that's what dictates your next move. Working with on you and I on the latest one was with Nile Rodgers from Chic. And Nile is just, such an accomplished and such a brilliant musician. And I was very fearful, to ask him. He's someone I've known for quite some time. He's a lovely guy. And I was fearful to ask him, do you mind playing on one of the songs? And he said, look, only if it's good enough. If the song's good, then I'll do it.
Well, the song is good.
Fingers crossed, he liked it. And here we are. Yeah, I'm very fortunate. And Jaffa, my name Jaffa in the music world, that's I've been called that for a long time. So, everyone knows me as Jaffa.
Jeff
so
Lemore.
That's why I kept. That's why I kept. And I don't want to shy away from the fact that I'm son of Roger Moore. So if I just call myself, you know, Jaffa, then you go, oh, who's he trying to Jaffa Moore? And if if I do succeed with Photograph and we make more albums, then I'll be known as Jaffa.
That's also another good reason, a charitable reason behind the song and the music. The music and the work you do is also a tribute to your late father as well. And then part of the percentage of the proceeds of the song will be donated to UNICEF. So have you been involved a lot of sort of work in this incredible charity? I understand, you know, it raises fund for emergency and development in aid of children's charity.
Yes.
So for you to be involved in such a major project, it's much needed, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, there are other organizations. It just so happened that UNICEF, my father became a Goodwill Ambassador thanks to Audrey Hepburn. And so for many years, he dedicated a lot of his time and actually gave up his film career for it. And so I felt, you know, that this would be such a great opportunity to create more awareness and continue his great work. And also, I'm in the position to help, you know, and if you can get that awareness out there and doing something that I enjoy at the same time, paying back, giving back, you know, we're all very lucky. And for those that aren't, I think everyone should just, you know, doesn't cost much, even 5p, 10p, 12p.
Yeah.
Every penny counts, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the gesture of it, too, goes a long way.
I mean, the songs, of course, is supported by the incredible video, you know, appearing there. It's a Michael Caine, Joan Collins, Stephen Fry, Graham Norton, Joanna Lumley, and Paris Hilton. And I could see some royal faces on there. But you know, that would lend weight, wouldn't it, to the sale of the music?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And you know, the predominantly the tribute, you know, that's dedicated to my father and his work for the organization. A lot of these people have other charities that they work with. So it's sometimes very difficult. They say, look, I can't vote for two presidents. You know, my vote is for this one president. I can't vote for two, so to speak. So that there is always a little bit of an issue with those that are, who rightfully so, which they choose. You have to respect that. Predominantly a lot was done, obviously, for the UNICEF, but also a tribute to Roger.
Yeah. Can you tell people how to get hold of your album? Obviously, they are available on all sort of streaming platforms.
All the platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the platforms you can get it. And then on YouTube, obviously, with the video.
I think it's a good test.
If you like the video, if you watch the video and you like the video, then you got to buy the album. That's my deal.
You can't forget the video. There's something I watch and say, oh, I have never seen anything like it in my entire life, you know, because all these faces are so familiar. You said, well, what an incredible production to go with a song called You and I. Before I ask you to introduce this lovely song, would you, can I ask you something about your work in 2010 that you worked alongside your brother, Christian, at TV7, which is one of the largest networks based in Europe. What was the work involved?
We were basically we were heading their programming, introducing new new opportunities, and I also did the music for the morning TV7. So if you see, if you're in Sofia and you're in Bulgaria, the music, the theme music in the morning, the news is my jingle, which I did with a friend of mine. But the idea was we were helping to give the programming a facelift. So we worked on that for quite some time. And then my brother and I created a Monaco Streaming Film Festival, which is in its third year, which has proved to be, it's in its third year, so we're doing something right, which is the first of its kind. So the likes of Netflix and Apple. And what's great about it is that you can show your movie, but also people can go there to sell their product. So it's not just a film festival where you sit and watch and exposes the movie. This is actually a working environment as well as a gala and screening movies. So that's proved to work as well.
And also, can I ask you to name as one of your most favorite 007 films your father appeared in?
I think the most beautiful film he did was probably The Spy Who Loved Me. My favorite was Live and Let Die because of its, it was his first, and it was a very, very bold move. You know, they said, look, Roger was originally going to play Bond before Sean.
Yeah.
He was signed to doing The Saint, and it wouldn't have worked, I don't think. His time was too, it was too tongue-in-cheek. And then they've realized, you know, now the 70s, how do we adapt Bond, the new Bond? This is a, you know, Sean was such a marvelous Bond. So they said, opposed to making Roger play Bond like Sean, let's write around Roger and make it a little more lighthearted, more spirited. So I like the combination of it being quite a hard movie because of the whole Black Panther movement. And the villain was, you know, was black, and it was real sort of, you know, heroin giving drugs out for free. Quite crazy movie.
We have watched a 007 movie. I must say, every one of us must have watched more than a dozen times because you never get bored of it. Every time you watch it, it's always entertaining as if you've not seen it before because of the actions and things. There's so much happening in one movie. And plus the amazing sceneries, the incredible gadget. It just stands out from the rest, isn't it?
Well, let's hope my music's the same. Let's hope you can listen to it more than once.
Of course.
Have you heard the whole album?
No, I only been sent one song. Your manager had not sent. Maybe I could get hold of the whole album myself. And it's been lovely having you on the show today. Could you please introduce your new single for us?
Hi, this is Jeff Amore, and you're listening to You and I with Naya Rivera.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Beginning of our time, we've crossed this land so blind. Our children are in despair, but do we really care?
Some of us have more to give, and others have no place to live. You know deep down inside, we really care.
Picture yourself in a magical sky.
Every day to make a better world.
Know that there has come that day. Get together and we will say, step by step, side by side, in a better world.
Here we are, you and I, to survive. We gotta help each other. If we come together, gotta love one another. You and I, still alive. We decide we can make it better. If we come together, it can
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.